Cornucopia Radio presents.
By David Oxley.
Here we are, the lottery numbers. 3, 6, 10, 15. 28, 43. No, nothing. Not one number. I don't know why we do the lottery. We never win anything. In the last 10 years of doing it, we haven't won one thing, not one solitary penny. I mean, it's just a waste of money. Over the last 10 years, we've invested our £5 every week, give or take a few weeks due to holidays and forgetfulness. And that's another story. So, £5 a week, give or take, over 10 years, that's around, what, £20 a month, £240 a year. Over 10 years, a total investment of £2,400, give or take, and a return of nothing. Zilch. A big fat zero. I mean, we never have any luck. I mean, if it wasn't for bad luck, wouldn't have any luck at all, would we, Sue?
He's right.
I know, I'm right. Me and luck just don't go hand in hand, do they, Sue?
He's right again.
I know I'm right. I've said it for years. Here, come and sit down, Sue.
He has. Said it for years.
Like I said, no luck at all. But, I mean, you have to keep trying, don't you? I mean, you never know. You hear about people who not only win it once, but go on and win it for a second time.
They do.
I mean, what's the odds on that? If they can do it twice, then surely, I mean, we could have just one modest win, you know. A few hundred grand. Not millions. Just enough to change our lives.
Be nice, that.
Not having to work every hour God sends just to pay the gas bill. Nice new car, decent holiday every year. It's not much to ask for, is it?
It's not like we want millions. Just enough.
I mean, you see these big winners on the telly are in the paper with a big cheque across the midriff, shaking a bottle of Carver.
Daft smile on the face.
No, this won't change my life. I'm going to carry on working down at the sewage works and carry on living in the same old dilapidated terraced house I've lived in for the past 50 years. Then what's the point of doing it, Archer, you cretin? And then, this is what really peeves me, they win it again. Sat there on a Saturday night after 12 hours shift down the sewage works. Sat checking the numbers on the 21-inch telly they've had since time immemorial. Checking the numbers in the same hovel of a house you've had since the beginning of cave drawings. And they go and win it again. Pillocks. I mean, people like that have no right to win it. They don't deserve to be lucky. I mean, it's a waste. What we need is more people like Viv Nicholson, eh? Spend, spend, spend. These people are using up the extra luck that me and Sue could have had.
He's right. I mean, we could do with a bit of luck.
We've never had any luck. My entire life has been plagued by bad luck. It just follows us around like a bad smell. You can see people sniffing the air when me and Sue are sat on the bus or walking through Tesco, and they're going, ooh, what's that smell? Smells like bad luck to me, as they continue to sniff the air. And me and Sue do the same, pretending it's not us, you know.
We do.
I was born unlucky, and it's followed me around ever since. I was one of the triplets. Last out, and yes, you guessed it, the one on the bottle. My brothers don't seem to have had much bad luck. In fact, they both have good jobs. Nice house, lovely lifestyles, wonderful partners. Makes you sick.
It does. Sick.
No, don't get me wrong. I'm not bitter, and I wouldn't swap my Sue for the world. But couldn't we just have a bit of what they've got? I mean, Sue's a diamond, but my bad luck seems to have rubbed off on her. When we first met, she was fairly lucky.
I was.
You see, her good luck couldn't have rubbed off on me. It had to be the other way around. I mean, from the day we met, it's never stopped. I remember it clear as day. Well, up to being knocked unconscious, that is.
I'll never forget that night.
No, neither will I. I saw Sue outside a club in town around chucking out time. She was there with this small, scrawny wimp who was shouting at her. He then raised his hand as if to slap her, but I grabbed it and spun him around. Big man, I said. Hitting girls all you're good at.
He did.
I did.
Chivalrous.
Anyway, good at hitting girls, I said. Why don't you pick on a bloke, you coward? Look, mate, he said, I think you ought to stay out of this. It's got nothing to do with you. This is between me and my girlfriend. Now do one. He turned back to Sue and started shouting at her again. So I spun him round. I said, leave her alone, or else. Or else what, he said. You'll see, you excuse for a man. Look, pal, he said, walk away if you know what's good for you. I don't think so, pal, I said.
Heroic.
He then said, I'm going to count to 10, and if you're still here, I'm going to wipe the floor with you. I walked right up to him and pressed my nose against his. You and whose army, I said, taunting him to take the first swipe. I mean, I was ready for this little runt. He stared for several seconds and then he said,
this army. And three lads full of muscle, anger and beer emerged from nowhere. They were his three older brothers and notorious for fighting and trouble causing. Most people kept well away.
When I came round in hospital 3 days later, Sue was there.
They said it was touch and go.
They did. But I recovered, apart from a slight limp. Me and Sue have been together ever since. Well, apart from the month I had to go to ground before the trial.
Things got quite nasty. Oh,
they did that.
They reckon that the brothers got to the witnesses and threatened and intimidated them.
And the case for the prosecution fell to pieces.
They got off with it, didn't they, Dave? How much did you have to pay in costs?
Too much.
They got off on a technicality, didn't they, Dave?
Yeah, something like that.
Unlucky, that.
Yeah, it was.
Never rains but it pours.
Thank you, Sue.
Just saying.
Now, if I may continue. Anyhow, 3 days, touch and go in hospital. But at least I met the love of my life.
Oh, you had. And a short time after we got married.
We certainly did. When we got married, we decided to have a reception at a local park with a lovely restaurant on the banks of a lake, you know, with a huge marquee.
It was lovely.
Yeah, lovely. For a while.
For a while, but still lovely.
We got married in the summer of 86.
The weather was glorious.
For a while.
Yeah, for a while. It started off glorious.
It did. It started off glorious. Beautiful blue skies with a slight breeze. But as the morning turned to afternoon, so did the weather.
It really turned.
The skies turned black and the slight breeze turned into a strong wind, and then it started to deteriorate rapidly.
We got married at 3 o'clock.
Which by then the black clouds had turned into torrential rain.
And the strong winds to a force 10 gale.
90 mile per hour gales were recorded.
It was one of the worst storms to hit Britain in decades, they said.
They did. And it was. We all got into the church to wait for Sue to arrive. Me, the best man and all the guests. We were all soaked to the skin. There was a plume of steam coming from everyone. It was like the inside of the church had its own climate with a cloud caused by the steam which hung over everyone. And then the organ struck up a chord as the wedding music started. It was a little out of tune, but that was due to the fact that the organist's glasses were badly steamed up and she couldn't read the sheet music properly. But Sue was here. She was walking down that aisle to make me the happiest man in the world.
The music stopped a little short and quite abruptly.
The organist was really struggling now. I didn't turn round, but I knew she had a little way to go, as I could hear the squelching noises as the water shot out of her high heels with every step she took. She then drew level with me. I turned to look at her, and she to me.
I was absolutely soaked.
I went to move the veil from her face, but it had stuck to her. After a few seconds, me, Sue and the best man managed to scrape it from her face. Her makeup was all over the place. The black Max Factor mascara had smudged all around her eyes.
Oh, it was.
It looked like I was marrying an underweight panda in a white wetsuit. There was this huge wet trail from a wedding dress train.
It looked like a giant slug had slithered down the aisle. It wasn't what I expected my wedding day to be like.
No, me neither. Anyhow, we were married and we headed out of the church.
The weather wasn't letting up. It was too bad to have the photos outside the church. In fact, it was probably getting worse and they bungled us into a car as quickly as possible.
In the back of the car, I turned to look at Sue, who was now minus the veil, which was at present hanging from the church spire. And her bouquet of flowers looked like they'd had a good dose of weed all.
They did that.
So we set off to the reception. As we drove up the drive, our marquee pastor's going in the opposite direction.
Oh, it looked a right mess. The white material of the marquee was being dragged along by the wind, with the metal poles, which were bent and twisted, gouging up the tarmac as they followed along. I swear it could have finished up at Barnsley, the speed it was going.
And it would have, if it hadn't got snagged on them pensioners stood at a bus stop.
Well, the rest of the day didn't go too badly, really.
Well, no, it didn't. I mean, the staff were very helpful. They managed to find you some dry clothes to change into.
A bright green shell suit?
Yeah, but at least you were dry and comfortable.
Didn't really go with my heels, though, did it?
Well, the cook felt uncomfortable in the kitchen with his wellies on. His Reeboks were much more cosy.
But at least we managed to get our wedding photos.
Yeah. Looked like I was marrying someone out of the Olympic squad. When we came to the bit where Sue threw the bouquet over her shoulder for one of the girls to catch, it really went pear-shaped.
I threw it a bit too high.
She did.
It stuck on one of the lights.
Because it was soaking, it fused all the electrics.
Not much of a reception with no lights or music.
And only bottled beer.
Good job the photographer had a good flash.
Looks like we had our reception in a cave. Mind you, Sue stood out well. The white stripes on a shell suit being luminous.
Oh, I nearly forgot. I made you a sandwich and a cup of tea earlier. It'll be getting cold. I'll go and get it.
Oh, she gets dafter.
Here you are. Get that down, yeah.
Thanks, love. This is ham. You know what I'm like with ham? You know I don't do ham anymore after last time I had it.
Oh, don't worry. It's not from the shop I got it from last time.
I should think not. 3 days I was ill.
This ham won't poison you. It's the good stuff from the new store in the High Street.
Well, I hope not. You know what my stomach's like. I mean, what with my IBS? I mean, anything can set it off. I start to bloat and I get these terrible stomach cramps.
And the wind. Blummy now.
Yes, thank you, Sue. I think that's enough.
I'm just saying.
Well, don't.
I was sat here last week when he had his head under the car bonnet. I heard this almighty sound. Oof, blummy neck, I thought. That garage door needs oiling. But it isn't. It was him.
I said, that's enough.
Farting away he was.
Sue, can we stop this conversation about my bowels, please?
Sorry. I was only saying.
Yeah, well, I think you've said enough. Thank you very much.
Well, you'll have no problem with that ham. Good stuff, that is. From that new place, like I said, in the High Street.
Yes, you said.
Right. I'll go and put the dinner on.
She does go on. I forgot what I was talking about now. Oh, yeah, that was it. Our wedding. What a bloody day. Mind you, it was better than our honeymoon. What a shambles that was. We scrimped and scraped to save enough money to go abroad on honeymoon. 2 weeks in Corfu, Benitzas to be precise. A chance to put our disastrous start to married life behind us. We flew out from East Midlands Airport on a Saturday afternoon. And 3 hours later, we touched down in Greece. It was my first time abroad. I couldn't wait. A different country, food, people, culture, real sunshine. I was nearly wetting myself as the plane door opened. I couldn't contain myself. I dashed to be the first out onto the plane steps, to smell the aroma of a different country, to feel the Greek sunshine on my skin, to get my first glimpse of somewhere that wasn't England, thinking this is what life's all about. Trouble was, I dashed a little too quickly.
He went head over heels from the top to the bottom of the plane steps, broke his left arm and right ankle. 5 days in a Greek hospital he was before they flew him home.
Made my slight limp worse.
Off work for 2 months. It did have its upside, though. He got full pay while he was off, and we went to stay in my auntie's caravan in Skeggy for 3 weeks.
To recuperate.
It was the worst 3 weeks of bad weather Skegness had ever experienced, they said.
They did?
We've never had much luck with the weather. Can you remember when we bought our first house?
Yeah, I do.
We spent months doing it up.
Worked evenings and weekends.
All the hours God sent just to turn it into a home.
Put our own stamp on it.
Spent thousands on it.
Worked all the overtime we could to fund it.
New bathroom.
Windows.
State-of-the-art kitchen.
New electric.
Completely replastered.
New roof.
Fully furnished.
New carpets throughout.
It was beautiful.
It was.
After months and months, it was complete.
And we moved in.
It was on a Saturday.
It was.
Our first home together.
It was. Yeah.
Our own little palace.
Well, it was for 3 days.
This country had not experienced a storm like that since we got married.
The lightning strike was a direct hit.
The firemen said they'd never seen destruction like it.
In all the years they'd been in the job.
The massive hole in the roof were bad enough.
But the fire damage and torrential rain made it, well, uninhabitable.
We were devastated.
We were sickened.
We were distraught.
We were gutted.
We were homeless.
But most of all, we were without insurance.
Didn't want to waste the money on something you might never need.
Tasted nice enough, this ham.
We were once nearly very lucky.
We were.
Nearly incredibly lucky.
We were that. Sat here on this very settee a few months ago.
Just settling down to watch one of our favourite programmes, Love Casualty.
Love it. Never miss it.
If we're out, we record it.
Anyway, we were sat here waiting for it to start when
the lottery number results came on.
So, we grabbed our lottery ticket and began to check the numbers.
7.
Got that.
9.
Oh, got that.
12.
Got that. Oh, my God. Hey, we've won a tenner.
Oh, but wait, there was more to come.
14.
Yes.
27.
And that one, oh, my God.
We just need 31.
And the last number is?
30 bloody one. We had 6 numbers.
We had the bonus ball.
We had just won a fortune.
We had just had all our dreams come true.
We had financial security for the rest of our lives.
We had finally broken our bad luck curse.
We had been watching a recording of our favourite programme.
From the week before when we didn't have a go on the lottery.
When we went to see our Auntie Jean in Scarborough for the weekend and forgot to have a go on the lottery.
What with all the dashing about and that. Weather in Scarborough was abysmal.
Abysmal.
So we had all the correct numbers from the week before.
When we were coping with a force 10 gale in Scarborough.
And we didn't have a go.
Oh, no.
What's up, love?
Oh, I think I'm after... Oh, my God. Oh, that chuffing ham.
Oh, dear. Better get in beef next week. You have been listening to Look by David Oxley. It features the voices of David Oxley and Janice Sampson and was produced and edited by Peter Beeston. This work is released under a Creative Commons agreement. For more information, visit our website at cornucopia-radio.co.uk.